It is the year of Sean. We've done this a couple of times before. I started out. That was 1971. Norm was next. That 1944.
I have a feeling I'm going to know a lot more about this one than I did last
that
week
was
when
interesting.
I heard Norm.
It felt like all the songs kind of sounded alike and all that. It was great going back to 44. But now it's Sean's turn. And Sean was born in 1982.
That's right. February 17th in the afternoon, I was brought into this world by Jay and Kathy Bass. And the number one hit at the time was from the Jay Giles Band.
Oh!
Oh, look who perked up.
Yeah, Angel in the Centerfold?
Yep, Centerfold. This was actually the number five hit on the charts
for
the entire year of 1982.
I had it on vinyl.
I'm sure you did,
Absolutely,
Rich.
So when
little baby Sean was just sticking his head out of that birthplace, they said, turn some music on! And this is what was playing.
You probably heard this. Now, I looked at all the hits that year, and Buddy, you want to talk about a litany of whip songs?
Well, this is not one of them.
Okay. Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
Okay, what's wrong with that?
That's a whip.
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
At the time, we thought it was great because it was in one of the Rocky movies, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
We also had the whip song of Jack and Diane by Johnny Cougar.
Okay.
Hurt So Good by Johnny Cougar.
You hush your mouth on that.
You like a little ditty about Jack and Diane?
Oh well, what's wrong with that?
I don't really like anything by him, but okay.
We're talking Rosanna from Toto, 867-5309, Jenny by Tommy Two-Tone. There was so many bad songs. Now a few were fine, like the Hall & Oates song we played, Coming Back.
That
was
Say No Go? Is that the name of it? There's no way that's the name of it.
I can't go for that.
I can't go.
Jeez. By the way, on Tommy Two Tone, I just recently learned that that's not the man's name. That's the band's name.
Okay, so not a dude.
I thought it was a guy. Yeah, Tommy and the Two Tones is what they were at one time, because I think he came through town recently. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with this song.
We're talking Pac-Man Fever.
Now that was ridiculous.
Heat of the Moment by Asia. Ugh. I mean, we're talking just a disaster of
It's not a disaster.
Yeah, this song is pretty bad.
Yeah, this
is. No, it's not.
This is not great. All right,
so Jay Giles Band.
Some innovations, though, happened in 1982, and we saw some technology and companies go by the wayside. The first CD ever produced, 1982. Now, that didn't become a thing that you could regularly spin until, what, 88, 89, 90? That's when CDs became popular.
I think I got my first CD player in 1990.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah, and it was still single disc. You know, there's no five disc changer or anything like that.
And the cassette tapes were, I guess, the technology of the day. Because 8-tracks were, what, late 70s?
Yeah.
And we had cassette tapes.
They had a very small
80s.
Window, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the song, the 8-track will flip over.
Ka-chunk!
Yeah. The little orange light will go from 2 to 3.
And if you wanted to hear that other song, we got to wait until it spins all the way back around.
1982, also the year that computers started entering homes. The Commodore 64 8-bit was available for you to purchase and use in your home. Did you have a computer like that growing up, like an IBM maybe?
We had like an IBM clone, it was called, because it wasn't the IBM brand, I think. I remember it was like a 286, and I have no idea what those numbers referred to, because then you had a 386 and a 486. I think it got faster, but it had the amber screen, you know, instead of the green one, because first they were only green.
Right,
we had one with the amber.
Well, look at you.
Hey.
What an upgrade.
You want a little more nerd, Donovan? I went to computer school.
Oh, boy.
In the summertime.
Sweet.
That is high tone.
Like two summers in a row.
What do you do at computer
school? One was at Green Hill. The other was at Marsalis Elementary School. You'd learn like to write programs.
Oh, like in BASIC?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and then you could, once you hit the program, and then you'll see like the trail of dots or something on, and you're like, yeah, it worked.
And look at you now.
And
computer expert.
Absolutely.
I can't even turn on my laptop with shrimp juice.
So in May, Braniff Airline operations ceased.
Oh, I can remember that.
They had all the crazy colored planes back then.
Yeah. Now, they still were, I guess, operating and like finishing out their flight schedule or whatnot. But Braniff, that was the beginning of Braniff going away.
They did do a comeback a number of years later, but it was very short-lived.
Just failed. October 30th, DeLorean ceases production, which, of course, in the mid-80s, that became a bit in the Back to the Future.
Of course.
But it was the coolest-looking car ever.
The doors that flip up in the air.
When I was in the band in middle school, the band made an album, and the stage band took a picture with the DeLorean for the cover of it. And you would have thought that the spaceship Enterprise had just entered the building. Everyone was so hyped.
Were you crouched down next to it, looking all hard?
I had my hand over the steering wheel, kind of leaning.
All right, so the early 80s, economically not great. In 82, of course, Ronald Reagan was the president. Mm-hmm. George Bush was the vice president. But we were in the midst of a big recession at the time. And unemployment, I think, in November of 82 reached an all-time high of 10.8.
Holy cow.
And, of course, there was an oil embargo, a U.S. embargo on oil from Iran, which caused gas prices to go up at the time. So the average gallon of gas in 1982 was $1.31.
Oh, wow. It got that high?
Yeah, it got that high. Now, probably here in Texas, it was lower, but across the country, it was $1.31.
What's the lowest you remember gas at when you were a kid?
Man, I really just didn't pay attention. Only thing I remember, and I don't think it was 82, I think it was earlier, that you had to go to the gas station by the last digit of your license plate.
I don't remember that. I remember hearing about that because there was rationing going on.
Yeah, was it like that? I feel like that was around 79 or 80.
Like an odds and evens day.
Yes, yes.
98, I started driving. It was 99 cents, 98 cents.
I remember.
Tell you what, 82, $1.31, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot back then.
Sure.
I think I remember about 78 cents in the late 70s before the oil crisis kind of started there. But yeah, $1.30, that was a lot then, because it was $1.30 when I was in college, probably.
Okay, what do you remember about the early part of the year? Because apparently, and I didn't know this until I looked it up, there was something called, on January 17th, it was called Cold Sunday. That was where a bunch of Arctic air went all across the country, and we had record low temps, even as far as like the deep south.
Boy, like,
don't remember
like
that at
all. Sub-zero temperatures. Mm-mm. And of course, you know, we remember the Super Bowl that year was played in Pontiac, Michigan, because the 49ers beat the Cincinnati Bengals, and there was ice and trouble getting into that game.
Right.
And of course, January 10th, we all know what happened here in Dallas, and that would be Joe Montana finding Dwight Clark.
Yeah.
And if you want to hear that, we have that for you with Vin Scully on the call.
Third and three. We'll see a pickup sometime on the right side, possibly. Montana. Looking, throwing in the end zone. Dwight Clark!
Spawning a dynasty in the 80s of the San Francisco 49ers. Also on the football front.
I was so tortured by that.
Oh,
tell
sure
you what, though.
Was.
The Cowboys had a chance even after that play.
They got out to midfield,
and
even.
I want to say Drew
got tackled by his jersey, correct?
Yes. He was on his way. Over the middle, he was on his way. He got tackled, and then the fumble by Danny White.
That was in the midst of the three straight NFC Championship losses that they had back then.
Yep.
As we continue to be tortured in this town.
So the Orange Bowl in early 82, Clemson beat Nebraska 22-15 to claim the national championship. But the 1982 champ for that season was Penn State as they beat Georgia. Capping off an 11-1 season. They beat Herschel Walker that year. Lakers beat the Sixers in the NBA Finals. You had North Carolina historically beating Georgetown 63-62 as Michael Jordan knocked down a big shot. The New York Islanders were a sweep winner of the Stanley Cup over the Vancouver Canucks. And we had a couple majors and a couple grand slams in golf and tennis. Tom Watson won the U.S. and British Open, and Jimmy Connors won Wimbledon in the U.S. Open.
Wow. Jimmy Connors.
And also on the baseball front, you had the Cardinals beating the Brewers 4-3, 4 games to 3.
For some reason, I remember that, like, big time. I don't know. I probably was rooting for Milwaukee because...
Because Milwaukee, I think, had a 3-1 lead.
Was that a strike season, too? Was that the year we lost a huge chunk in the middle of the year, I think?
82 sounds about right.
I thought
with
there
that.
Was. I thought we lost 50 some games or so that year because of a strike.
Because
the
NFL strike was 80.
Well, they had one in 82.
Right.
They
yeah.
didn't start the season. I don't even know if they started on time or if they stopped. and then picked back up. Because 87 was the year they had the scab players came in. But 82,
I tried to get my dad to go try
to a scab game?
No, go try out. Yeah, they needed players. I go try out for the Dallas Cowboys, Pop.
Also,
what was that, 38 at the time or something? I don't think it works that way.
What are you talking about? I'm 40.
May 30th, 1982 began the Cal Ripken Jr. streak, the Iron Man streak. That was the first game of the record he set. Which came around in 1995, I believe.
There's bouts, yeah.
Hampden Yards. All right, so obviously movies, pretty good year for movies, actually. Chariots of Fire won the Oscar that year. Of course, it was a 1981 film. Mm-hmm. And also Raiders of the Lost Ark, Steven Spielberg film, won 5 Oscars.
All right.
But the releases that year, we had 48 Hours.
Okay.
We had Blade Runner. Dark Crystal, I don't know if you remember that movie, mm-hmm. but that movie haunted me as a child. No. E.T. was the huge movie of the year at 9 nominations, and it was the top grossing film of all time. Donovan Grease 2 came out that year. We had Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey.
Night Shift.
Hang on. We can't gloss over Fast Times.
Phoebe Cates.
Yes, what a... sir. That's when you realize that things were different.
Such a great scene. It was such a great song that played perfectly with it.
I don't even remember the song.
Living in Stereo, Moving in Stereo by the Cars.
Yeah, that was it.
So perfect for that scene.
What a glorious time to be around.
I saw it recently, 11, too.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Holds up?
I think it does. I'm sure if my son watched it with me, he would think it's ridiculous.
I don't know if DJ and Tyler would like it as much.
Yeah,
as
I don't know.
Would you watch that movie with your son? Even though those...
Okay, a couple weeks ago I watched Dazed and Confused with him. Now, it doesn't have nudity in it, but it's got plenty of language in it.
I'll tell you the most disturbing thing I've ever done in my entire life.
Oh, gosh.
Monsters Ball.
Make me feel good.
Halle Berry, that movie.
Oh, okay.
Watched it with my mom.
Yeah. Probably not a good thing.
I had no idea that was coming about. It's the first time we've ever seen it.
Dear.
And all of a sudden, Halle Berry is doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
With Billy Bob.
I was like, oh, my... That's so disturbing. I didn't know what to do.
You go to the kitchen and get a refill or something.
She's saying, make me feel good. Mm. All right. Also in 1982, you had Rocky III. We had Sophie's Choice. Meryl won an Oscar. Tootsie and Tron. Also
Tron.
Big
Tron.
Boy, yeah. We thought that was so futuristic.
Also, 82,
Aladdin. I need to go back and check that out.
That thing's terrible,
it's
man.
It's pretty bad.
It probably is.
I saw
awful.
That a few years ago. Replayed somewhere, and I think I lasted 10 minutes. It's so bad.
Because the game was pretty bad.
But I know I went to the theater for it.
I did, too.
Yeah.
It was Tron.
Because I was playing the video game.
So Saturday Night Live was huge on television at the time, and Eddie Murphy was on SNL. Also, January 1st, New Year's Day, 1982, Eddie Murphy made his Johnny Carson debut doing stand-up.
Wow.
And here's a sample of the legend making America laugh.
Johnny said something about buckwheat a little earlier. I was talking about buckwheat. And I did buckwheat on my show, right? And the name buckwheat, I started thinking, right? I'm from a predominantly black family. And I have yet to run into a relative named buckwheat at a cookout. You can't just walk off the streets and walk up to somebody and say, hey, how you doing? My name's Tom. What's yours? Oh, my name's buckwheat, man. Nice to meet you. Yeah, buckwheat. That's my name. No, I'm serious. Buck, I ain't got no last name. Buckwheat. That's it. I'm serious. You don't believe me? Ain't that right, Stymie? Yeah, it's my brother Stymie over here. And don't leave, won't you be my other brother? Hold on. Farina! Yeah, Buckwheat's and Farina. You know how most people name after their father? Me and Farina would name after that father's favorite breakfast. Buckwheat San Farina. My mama named all the kids after Syria, man. And my little sister over there, her name's Shredded Wheat. Yeah. And those are my twin brothers over there, Crisp and Quake. Right there. And that's my littlest brother right there. He's a little slower than everybody else. His name is Special K. That's my big sister. She a prostitute. Her name is Trix. Stand next to her is my big brother. He's homosexual. His name is Lucky Charms. You might
know. That's just like a minute and a half of a 9-minute set.
I will bet you Johnny Carson was
about to wet himself.
Dude, he was destroying up there on stage. Also,
by the way,
1 month later,
when Buckwheat got shot on Saturday Night Live, that's one of my favorite all time. Because they kept breaking in with Ted Koppel on Nightline.
They need to revisit that.
The guy yells from off to the side, "Hey, Mr. Wheat!" And he, "What?" And he gets shot like four times.
So that was January 1st. February 1st, Letterman on NBC debuted.
Wow.
So that starting his 33-year run, his first guest was Bill Murray, and his last guest, wrapping it up 33 years
Bill
later,
Murray.
Was Bill Murray. And, of course, we had, and we don't have time for the audio, but we had the infamous Andy Kaufman, Jerry the King Lawler bit that they had planned, but it looked super real, and there was a slap, and there was cussing when they came back from break. It was absolutely explosive.
Well, it's back when we all thought wrestling was real. I know it's still real to me, damn it, but it was wrestling we thought was real, so it seemed real.
And also, John Belushi died that year.
Ooh.
So,
82.
There's plenty more in 1982, but it's 11:30.
Oh, it's the year of Sean. Thank you, Sean.